This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat export value continues to climb. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. January through March beef exports totaled 311,865 metric tons, down 4% from the first quarter of 2023, but export value increased 6% to $2.48 billion, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said beef exports were below last March's large volume, but export value was the highest since June of 2023.
I think on the beef side, we're starting to see quite a few markets contributing to this. You know, we have the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, the Middle East, but we also have relatively big numbers going into some of the larger markets, which even though they're down slightly year on year, Mexico, Korea, and Japan all had relatively solid months. I think you can attribute, especially in Japan and Korea, some of that strength to the rebounding food service sector.
March exports of U.S. pork were steady with last year's volume and edged higher in value. Hallstrom said a rebound in food service in key markets like Korea and Japan and a diversified demand for pork led to the strong month for red meat exports.
But you look at the rest of the world, and the rest of the world more than made that deficit up. You had a very, very big month with Korea, 27,500 tons, up 44%. The Central American region, which is nothing new, continues to rock and roll. They were up 28%. Colombia, down in South America, another market that's had a really good run the last 4 or 5 months, was up almost 40%. And Australia and New Zealand continues to show the strength they've seen the last 3 or 4 months as well, with growth of about 60% up to 8,000 metric tons. So I think the bottom line there is that the diversification model works very well.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.